chips like the one I have here, these chips, these wafers, are batteries, broadband, it's all infrastructure. This is infrastructure. So look, we need to build the infrastructure of today, not repair the one of yesterday.
The thing is, he was holding spicy jalapeno potato chips when he said that. Doesn't understand what he's got in his hand. Wouldn't know a diamond if you held it in his hand. That's Lunch Bucket Joe. He's the leader of the free world. believe it or not. Might have something to do, or at least be a parallel statement about the state of the country and the state of the world, such as it is. But I was having a great conversation with Michael Piercy, our executive producer, and Victor Pusateri, our producer. This morning we were talking about Michael's son. Michael has a five-year-old son, and he's a great kid. He's really great. And it was bath time yesterday, you know, rubber ducky and all that stuff. And Michael asked him, he said, when you grow up, do you want to have kids? They were talking about what kind of a man he wants to be. And when you grow up, do you want to have kids? And he said, yeah, I want to have a million kids. I want to have a million kids. He said, really? He said, should mommy and I have more kids? He said, no, I don't want to share my food. It's already food shortage in the, I got food things. And he said, when he grows up right now, he says, when he grows up, he wants to be a librarian because he just wants a little peace and quiet. He's an only child, and he wants a little piece of quiet. Should have grown up in my household, one of six brothers. Little louder, I think, probably, than the Piercy household. I'm just guessing. Well, happy Tuesday to you, and welcome. I was just singing a little while ago to Michael. I said, you know, we should open the show today with the old song, I don't want to set the world on fire. You know, it's an old song. It's I don't want to set the world on fire. Not everyone would sing along, though. It's not like I'd like to buy the world a Coke or anything like that. I don't want to set the world on fire. I don't think would be a big seller these days. I think, you know, maybe, well, Democrats wouldn't buy it anyway. All kinds of crazy going on out there in the world. Today, it should be pointed out that murdered, slain U.S. Capitol Police officer William Billy Evans will lay in honor the Capitol Rotunda, and Democrats will pretend to pay their respects. As they walk away, they will return to waging their war against the police in the United States of America, which has led to all kinds of crazy, no doubt about it. There were riots again, naturally, as you might expect, in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, a suburb of Minneapolis. We have suburban riots now, thanks to the left in the United States, in full blossom, aren't they? It's like, you know, adolescence for the riot cult. And in Portland, Oregon, there were riots last night because there were riots in Brooklyn Center. I guess sort of sympathetic riots, sympathy riots. And in Seattle, Washington, there was violence last night against businesses and things because a female police officer in the town, the suburb of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, day before yesterday, shot and killed a 20-year-old man by the name of Dante Wright. And that's turned into all kinds of mayhem because, you know, you got to stop the racist police killing of black people and black people only, as I understand it, and, you know, because of racism, and the police are racist and all of that stuff. And so naturally riots and looting and attacks on the police and police stations and all of that stuff. And the 20-year-old individual, Dante Wright, was shot and killed by a police officer who I believe is 22-year veteran of policing. Her name is Kim Potter, and she's white because race is all important in all of these matters today, as you know, and you should pay no attention to the statistics or the number of Caucasians shot to death while the police, and in particular, you should not pay attention to the number of Caucasian people shot to death by the police in the United States while unarmed, because that would rain on the whole narrative of the left that everybody's racist. We got a crazy Democrat member of Congress who was a member of the squad who tweeted out yesterday that we should end policing period in the United States of America, because we've got to end policing in the United States of America because police are all racist and they're terrible, and so we should end policing. And a great civil rights leader this morning suggested that maybe she should start by giving up the protection of the U.S. Capitol Police, where a U.S. Capitol Police officer, Billy Evans, will lay an honor in the Capitol Rotunda today after having been murdered in a suicide attack by a member of the Nation of Islam. Just pointing out the facts. You don't want the facts to get in the way of a good story here. But these crazy, and I mean like seriously crazy people, including members of Congress, with all of their madness. Now, I've talked before, and there's a lot of other stuff to get to, of course. We've got, we do have fun stuff, and Bob Woodson going back against Rashida Tlaib with her crazy talk about getting rid of the police altogether because she's an ignorant person. She's not an intelligent person. She's a crazy person, and she's a radical, and she's an extremist. But Rashida Tlaib, who is a member of the squad and a Democrat member of Congress in good standing and adored by the news media, she tweeted, "It wasn't an accident." I love how these people on the left, they always know what's going on in people's minds and hearts from thousands of miles away. Gene Dixon has nothing on these people, honestly. The clairvoyance of the average American leftist is extraordinary. They always leap to conclusions, and then they firmly believe whatever conclusion they leap to without evidence. They don't need evidence. Oh, and then the city manager in Brooklyn Center was fired yesterday because he suggested that the police, in fact, he said it outright. How dare he? He said that the police officer, the woman, should receive due process, which is the right of any American. And in fact, foreign terrorists visiting the United States and murdering people also receive due process. But the left, as we know, is against due process. They are authoritarian in their orientation, if not totalitarian. And they are, in effect, a lynch mob that has organized very effectively across the country, educated, that is to say, brainwashed millions of children who sleep in their own feces in town squares, see Occupy Wall Street, and, of course, attack and burn police stations because they're not familiar with statistics. I think not only should we be teaching civics in grammar school, we should be teaching statistics so that people can wrap their brains around what it is to live on a planet with 7 or 8 billion people and in a nation with 330 million people and come to grips with the realities, the harsh realities sometimes of the world and man's inhumanity to man and the possibility that accidents may happen. Also, the victim in the story, who is the also the hero of the story, the martyr of the story. The left, all of their heroes are martyrs, and also it looks like he's not the innocent child that they would like to have him painted. There was a warrant out for him. The warrant may have to do with firearms possession, 45 caliber pistol, and then not showing up for the court date around the 45 caliber pistol, and maybe some gang signs being given with the hands in photos on Facebook and things like that. But none of that matters. Everybody knows that. Rashida Tlaib said, and also the duplicity, were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. As a U.S. Capitol Police officer who was legitimately and unambiguously murdered in what was clearly a suicide attack perpetrated by a member of the Nation of Islam, a radical hate group, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. That story, you may have noticed, didn't get a lot of traction, didn't get a lot of coverage, because it does not serve the interests and the agenda of, guess who? The party, the Democrat Party. Have I mentioned that we're at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625? And now the policewoman in question, of course, is going to face criminal charges, at least for manslaughter. And I saw three police officers on the Fox News Channel this morning saying they think that she'll be found guilty, probably go to prison. And also civil liability in the city and the police department and all of this will face civil liability, and she will face personal civil liability as well. So this is we're just scratching the surface on this. Now again, the murderer, who was a suicide attacker of U.S. Capitol Police Officer William, also known as Billy Evans. This will not be a news story. This will not be covered bumper to bumper by the news media. There will not be riots over this. There will be no looting. There will be no arson. There will be no further assaults on police officers. A second police officer was also very seriously injured in this attack by the Nation of Islam, anti-police suicide attacker, Nation of Islam. And the war against police, which began during the Obama administration, continues unabated and, in fact, aided and abetted by people like Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, who tweeted, "It wasn't an accident," because she knows. "Policing in our country is inherently and intentionally racist." This is what she said. Dante Wright, who apparently was wanted on firearms charges and didn't show up for his court date and was pulled over because he didn't have a tag. Now, I saw the media this morning, a license plate on the back, and or expired, and it pulled over. Then they discovered there's a warrant, and the warrant is apparently a weapons charge, and then the failure to appear in court on the weapons charge, according to Andy Ngo and other reports, Post-Millennium and others, who are generally way ahead of the so-called mainstream media because they actually look into it, unlike the so-called mainstream news media. But Rashida Tlaib wasn't done. She said, "Policing in our country is inherently and intentionally racist. It wasn't an accident. Dante was met with aggression and violence." If you've seen the video, which apparently she has not, or she has and her brain doesn't work as designed, you see that he was not met with aggression and violence. She said, "I'm done with those who condone government-funded murder." And then she put in a little thing about funding for Planned Parenthood, because that must continue unabated as well. She didn't really. I just added that because it's irony. You see, they don't understand irony. "No more policing, incarceration, and militarization." That's what she said. No more policing. That's no more incarceration. And militarization. So if you know, you're going to have one of the three, I've got to say. "It can't be reformed," she said. She's an extremist and a radical and a Democrat member of the House of Representatives in good standing with Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat leadership, and the news media. Now, with that said, I have many times in the past pointed to the Washington Post, which is a corrupt institution owned by the richest man in the world, Dr. Evil, and they don't cover the news. They very often cover it up. It's my hometown paper. I get it on my front doorstep every day. But they do maintain, and we've sent out links to this on a number of occasions over the years, they maintain a database, which is very helpful in this regard, very helpful in this regard. It is their police shootings database, all right, and they maintain since 2015 an excellent database, a website that lays out all of the police shootings, and they, of course, break it down by a variety of race, of course, you got to have race, and by everything else, but you can also break it down by weapon, unarmed white people, unarmed black people, unarmed Hispanic people, people armed with firearms, with knives, people armed with other weapons, people attacking with cars, was there body cam video, gender, by state, you can break it down by all these things, and I actually went to this yesterday to take a look at it just to refresh my memory on a few things. And it should be noted that more unarmed Caucasians are shot and killed by the police every year, every single year, than unarmed African-Americans. Now, there's a disparity in terms of percentages of the population, of course. There are also disparities in terms of number of homicides committed and crimes committed. And people should pay attention to that because it matters. It does matter. And it certainly matters if you're a police officer out on the street, because that's the reality of the battle space that the left has created here. But I went there yesterday, and I went there this morning again, and I looked at 2021, just so far this year, 2021, how many people were shot and killed by the police while unarmed, for example. And the number is 10 people, 5 white, 3 black, and 2 Hispanic, all right? And of the white people that have been shot and killed while unarmed so far this year by the police in the United States, all doubtless unfortunate situations, but not necessarily innocent situations, Michael LaDuca, unarmed 42-year-old white man, was shot and killed March 10th in Red River Parish, Louisiana, and there was no body cam video of that. Timothy Daniel Statham, 37-year-old white man, shot and killed February 18th, Athens, Georgia, no body cam recording. Richard F. Thomas, 58-year-old white man, shot and killed while unarmed in his vehicle in Caroline County, Virginia, not far from me, no body cam recording. Bradley Alexander Lewis, 19-year-old unarmed white man shot and killed Tucson, Arizona. No body cam recording. Ashley Babbitt, you may know her name, 35-year-old unarmed white woman shot and killed January 6, 2021 inside the U.S. Capitol. No body cam recording, but there was cell phone video of the thing. Now, these are all individual cases with individual fact patterns and involving police officers and individuals that were shot and killed while unarmed by the police. They're all Caucasian. There were also, so far this year, three African-Americans, two Hispanics shot and killed while unarmed in the United States. You know, it's like, which of these things looks out of place? What was that, Sesame Street or one of those things? I never watched those shows. I was watching The World at War. So here you go. I mean, this is, you got to provide a little bit of context for these situations because tragedies happen, especially when there is a warrant out for you and you assault the police and jump in your car and race away. Now, that said, the police officer involved here is doubtless going to be charged with crimes, will face civil liability, and has very few friends and allies here. Meantime, the riots continue unabated. I'm not going to, well, let me get back to the database shortly because there's a lot to say about it. It's called information, and information can lead to people being educated on a subject, which is something that we, for the most part, studiously avoid in our culture these days. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
I look up a lot of stuff. I have access to the internet. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. Many in the field of journalism apparently do not, or they're intellectually and journalistically lazy to the point where they should all be fired, like the city manager. Oh, by the way, the city manager that they fired in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, is an African-American man. He's the city manager. And he dared to say, I'll play the audio a little later, dared to say that the police officer will receive due process. His name is Kurt Boganey, B-O-G-A-N-E-Y, Kurt Boganey or Boganey, and looked like a perfectly nice man, African-American guy, city manager, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. And he was fired, summarily fired yesterday, because he said that the police officer will receive due process. We know that the left around the world doesn't believe in due process in Cuba and North Korea and Putin's Russia and the Soviet Russia and communist China. You don't have due process. One of the great things about the United States of America is due process, where you give people due process, citizens and non-citizens alike. But the left is against it. You saw the way they treated, you know, just look at Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Did he receive due process? No, he was received by a lynch mob of Democrats, as was Clarence Thomas, you may remember, Justice Clarence Thomas saying that, and that was Joe Biden, was the head of the lynch mob there, said this is a high-tech lynching, and that's because it was. This is the left. Make no mistake, liberals are not the left, and the left are not liberals. But I went and I found the Washington Post. I researched in the Washington Post today about some crime statistics that bear on the situation in Minnesota and nationwide.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Now, you know, what is going on in the United States of America when it comes to race and crime and guns and murder and the police and all of this stuff? It's a story that the news media avoids, you know, like the skeevies. I was thinking something else. I had to clean it up at the last moment there. But they avoid it like the skeevies because they don't want the skeevies, and they don't want to talk about this issue because it's frightening to them and because, you know, the angry mob might turn their sights on them. And everyone lives in fear in today's world that if you tell the truth about something, that you'll be destroyed. It's a big issue in America today. We used to be the land of the free and the home of the brave and free speech and due process. And the left is here now, and they're against all of those things. They genuinely and authentically are. They're against us having a border that's under control. They're against having a common language and a common culture. They're against us. They're against the mainstream. They're the left. They're radical. And they have really done a great job of marketing and selling their anti-American bill of goods. And millions of people bought into it. Of course, they've been brainwashed in high schools and college campuses to be anti-American, anti-Bill of Rights, anti-Constitution, anti-American fundamentally in so many ways, many millions and millions of Americans. But I read the news, and then for the most part, I try to remember it. I do as good a job as I can. There's a lot of stuff, you know, that I take in. But in 2013, the Washington Post did a story, and they haven't done it again since because I think they got in trouble for doing it. In fact, it's hard to find on the Internet. Gun deaths shaped by race in America. Dan Keating, he was probably canceled after writing the story. Gun deaths are shaped by race in America, period. That's the lead sentence. Whites are far more likely to shoot themselves, and African Americans are far more likely to be shot by someone else. The statistical difference is dramatic, according to Washington Post analysis of data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. A white person is five times as likely to commit suicide with a gun as to be shot with a gun. For each African-American who uses a gun to commit suicide, five are killed by other people with guns. And then they have a helpful graphic here. Now, that's kind of an irrelevant jumble, but their whole point is, see, they're an anti-gun institution, anti-Second Amendment institution. They want to disarm the populace so that we live in a country where only the state is armed to the teeth and the citizenry has been disarmed. This is their long-term goal. They've been working toward that goal for many years now. Then they have a graphic here, and in the graphic they, for some inexplicable reason, use a metric of per 1 million people when normally statistics are done per 100,000 people, but I'll turn it into more user-friendly statistics for you on the fly here. They have homicide deaths in one column and suicide deaths in another column. We're not really talking about suicide today, so I'll go to the homicide deaths. The Washington Post, using CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, statistics. And they say that, using the 1 million, 151 African-Americans are killed, homicide by gun. And they're only using guns, not other weapons. But guns are the primary vehicle by which people are murdered in the United States, of course. 151 per 1 million people, which breaks down to 15.1 per 100,000, whereas 15 whites per 1 million people are killed with guns. 151 African-Americans killed with guns per 1 million versus 15. Now, that is a ratio of slightly more than 10 to 1. You see, African-Americans killed homicide. And by the way, approximately 90% of African-Americans killed with firearms killed by African-Americans, not killed by Caucasians or Hispanics or Asians. Asians are really left out of the action here almost all the time in the statistics. But we're talking about a homicide rate using guns, only using guns. But again, number one vehicle by which. And the ratio is more than 10 times. African-Americans murdered using guns versus Caucasians murdered using guns. Now, police officers out on the street every day probably know this. They're probably aware of this. And therefore, if you're a police officer and you pull someone over and the windows are tinted and there's an African-American driving the vehicle, you know this statistic, and that affects your thinking. Now, that's just a fact. It just does. That's reality. That's human nature. You can deny it if you want, I guess, because people deny everything. But it would be foolish and foolhardy, I'll say foolhardy, to deny that that is an issue and a reality. And quite honestly, let me say this. There's a movement called Black Lives Matter. You saw the woman yesterday has bought millions of dollars in houses around the country so she can live in a lot of different places. The Black Lives Matter founder woman, Black Lives Manor. You see, M-A-N-O-R is the headline on the New York Post, Black Lives Manor, because you bought a bunch of houses, you see. But here we have this statistic that the homicide using guns rate African-Americans versus Caucasians more than 10 times. That's more than 1,000% increase. So 100% increase would be twice as much. And this is 10 times as much. It's slightly more than a 1,000% difference, you know, an increase. You look at white people, homicides with guns, 15 per 1 million. African-Americans, 151 per 1 million people, the Washington Post using CDC numbers. Now, those are alarming numbers. And if you spend your life with a T-shirt and a sign in your window and a bumper sticker on your car, sign in your front yard that says Black Lives Matter, you should be hysterical about this statistic. You should be up in arms. You should be rioting about this. You should be looting about this. You should be protesting and running people for Congress based on this, because this is an alarming, nightmarish statistic. Just saying. So then, because this is what I do, I went to Al Gore's Amazing Internet Today, peace be upon him, and I looked at Washington, D.C. I live in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is about 66 square miles. It's a federal district. It's small geographically, about 700,000 people. It's a city, a little city-state of sorts. And I discovered that this year, so far this year, in 2021 A.D., Anno Domini, the year of our Lord, there have already been 51 homicides in the District of Columbia, 51 homicides. And that's, you know, on track to be over 200 homicides in a not very large geographic space and a not very large population. And then I did a little more looking, and I found that the Washington Post maintained this stat, 51 homicides. Then I went to D.C. police website on homicides. And I found that there were, so far this year, 25, and this is the first thing I found, unsolved homicides, 25 unsolved homicides in the District of Columbia so far this year. Again, it's April 13th. And of the 25 unsolved homicides thus far this year in Washington, D.C., 24 of the unsolved homicide victims are African-American, and one is Hispanic. And there were other people murdered who were Caucasian, but know who did it, apparently, or there are people charged anyway. So we got 25 unsolved homicides so far this year. 24 of those African-Americans, one Hispanic. And that is somehow not even a news story. It's not even in the Washington Post. It's not on the local news. They may cover, say, oh, there was a shooting and a homicide and somebody was killed. And then they, and now the weather, you know, and then they, that's it. And then because that's it. So when it comes to the, you know, that the Black Lives Matter very selectively when it serves the political interests of the Democrat Party and the news media, they're one and the same, the Democrat Party and all of this. This is pretty remarkable stuff, and it's worth noting. Now I've got a bunch of audio that I'm going to play for you, but a few audio sound bites I'm going to play for you out of Minnesota, where of course there are riots because Minnesota used to be such a nice state, but it's not anymore, and apparently full of crazy people. And but honestly, this is to a very large extent all about the violence and the looting and the arson and the attacks on police stations. Is about a complete lack of education. It's about ignorance. It's about the fact that we have political leaders that are incapable of coming forward and pointing out that you know, statistics matter. And if you're going to look at a nation of 330 million people, you can say, well, something terrible happened. Well, I've got, you know, 51 examples of something terrible happening so far this year just in Washington, D.C. They're called homicides. 25 of them are unsolved. 24 of those are African-American. And where are your political leaders on that? Where's Rashida Tlaib on that? Where's Joe Biden on that? Where's the news media on that? Because, you know, you go with the one over here, which is the anomaly. And again, more Caucasians killed by the police every year. And in fact, if I look at this, because I look up statistics, and I did over the weekend, the average number of people killed in lightning strikes in the United States over the last 10 years is 24. I think we had 24 people killed, not struck by lightning. A lot of people are struck by lightning and survive every year. But about 24, maybe it's 22, people are killed every year. It's in the low 20s. Killed every year in the United States alone in lightning strikes. And last year, I believe there were 17 or 18 unarmed African-Americans killed by the police and about 30-something unarmed Caucasians killed by the police last year. And if you know, and if you put this into context, and if you know these things, it should at least change your view of these anomalous incidents, which are tragic in virtually every instance. And that's right. I want to be absolutist in all of this, but honestly, absolutely crazy stuff. All right, let's go to. You know, and then Rashida Tlaib says no more police because she knows that the police did it on purpose because the police are racist. It wasn't an accident. She's a member of Congress. She should be expelled from Congress. While there's rioting going on, she declares, member of Congress, that it wasn't an accident. Our policing is inherently and intentionally racist. Our policing is intentionally racist and it's inherently racist. And do you think these other crime statistics might have anything to do with the manner and method of policing in, let's say, the south side of Chicago versus the suburbs of Omaha, Nebraska? I'm just saying, because it's important. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tom, calling from Warrenton, Virginia. Tom, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Well, good morning, Chris.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, I think that police got a wonderful idea. I think that the police should have what they used to call in the old days, a sick out, and not show up for work, particularly in her district, and let the people in her district know that they're doing this because Tlaib has said they should not be having any police policing in their district, and see how the chips fall from there.
The blue flu, as it has been called, when police call for a sick out. Now, and it's, yeah. I'm not aware that it's ever been done absolutely, but it's been done to the point where staffing on the police has been diminished. And look, and honestly, in the city manager, again, an African-American guy, Kurt Bogany, fired yesterday for saying that a police officer should receive due process is the stuff of third world banana hat wearing loony bins, the kind of countries that people flee. And that's normal now in the United States. And this this unfortunate incident, again, with a 20-year-old Dante Wright, and the news media is not reporting on it, but Andy Ngo and a couple of other people have looked into the records. And it may, you know, look, the guy, he's pulled over. The one police officer is putting the cuffs on him when he assaults the officer, or two officers, jumps into the car. And then this police officer, the female, the 22-year veteran police officer, Kim Potter, shot the guy while she's yelling, taser, 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 which is what in training they teach you to say when you've pulled out your taser and your pistol, if you're right-handed, your pistol's on your right belt, the right side, and your taser is on your left side. She already had her pistol out, and she had like a brain flatulence or something, and she fired the pistol and not the taser while she's yelling, taser, taser, taser. Stressful situation. She's in a suburb of Minneapolis. Even after 20 years, she might never have even pulled her pistol in the line of duty, for all I know, and maybe she pulls it all the time. But she shot Dante Wright. And he was killed, and it's tragic. Now, at the same time, he was pulled over for cause, not for having, as the news media is falsely spreading, based on what he told his mother, not exactly a reliable chain of information, that he was pulled over for having air fresheners hanging from his rearview mirror. That's not the case. He was pulled over for proper cause, having to do with tags and registration. He was then asked to get out of the car, which he did, and he was in the process of having handcuffs put on him because there's an outstanding warrant for him. He then assaulted police officers, jumped in the car to race away. Now, this is, you know, let me just say this again. I kind of said it yesterday. My mother didn't have to tell me this. She didn't have to sit me down and say, Chris, when there's a warrant out for you and you're driving in a car with expired tags and the police pull you out of the car and they're putting the cuffs on you, don't assault the police, jump in the car and race away. Now, my mother, I guess, gave me a little more credit than that. She didn't feel that she had to explain that to me in vivid detail because she thought that common sense might prevail and I might not behave that way just of my own volition. But that's me. You know, Tom, you're right. Blue Fluin, we were talking about this. And, Michael, we should take a break here. Thank you, Tom, for the call. We're at 888-630-9625. You know, in it seems like every one of these instances that we look at across, they're all the ones we don't look at, like every white person who is shot to death by the police while unarmed. Pay no attention to any of that. But every one we look at, it seems like the guy who's shot by the police has already assaulted police, is beating women when they get there, has a knife in his hand, is reaching under the seat of the car, is, you know, on and on and on. There's some mitigating information that the news media, of course, never focuses on because they apparently like the riots, the looting, the arson, the mayhem, the murder, and the national conflict. This is apparently what the media likes. And they don't share or put into context information that might actually cause some people to say, hey, I didn't know that. Maybe I should calm down a little bit. That's not the role of our media in today's society, that's for sure.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
yes. Yeah, honestly, it was another tragic circumstance. And in a nation of 330 million people covering 3.5 million square miles, where people often misbehave and where people make mistakes, tragic things happen. Not to dismiss tragic things at all. We call them tragic things for a reason. Terrible things. And a 20-year-old, by the way, the 20-year-old, Dante Wright, has a son, a child, a baby, I think almost 2 years old. And when he was being pulled over, apparently called his mother on the phone and said that he was being pulled over for having air fresheners hanging from the rearview mirror. That is, according to the police, not the case, that there was a registration problem with the vehicle. And then discovering the warrant, nobody in the media looking out for this or looking into this, but Andy Ngo and the post-millennial saying that it was a firearms charge and with specifics, 45 caliber pistol, and then failed to appear for a court date regarding the 45 caliber pistol, carrying in public without, it was an illegal pistol. And also the photographs of doing gang signs and standing with money and with guns and pointing the gun at the camera and the gun on the steps next to him. And so here we go again, you know, but, oh, you can't say that. Don't say that. You can't say that. And no, you can say that because that's part of the story and it's part of the context of what happened. But we've got the violent rioting mob threatening from the sidelines that if you speak up and tell truths that they do not want to hear, that you become the villain of the story. That's become pretty much normal at this point as well. Listen, I've got some audio for you from a variety of people, including police officers on the subject. And I'm guessing that a lot of police officers don't want to weigh in on this because it's got to be, being a police officer, honestly, the city manager fired for saying that a police officer gets due process is extraordinary. And now the news media is threatening to have the police chief fired because the police chief responded to the riots by sending police out there with riot gear and using riot-appropriate responses like tear gas and pepper balls and shields and nightsticks because there were hundreds of people violently rioting, sacking, looting, once again, looting stores. Looting for justice is a big thing these days with the Democrat Party. So I've got some good stuff for you on that. And I think some more context. And, of course, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, it wasn't an accident. Policing in our country is inherently racist and intentionally racist. This is what she said. Yeah, she's a member of Congress in good standing.